Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 25th. Grains closed mix would make corn down a penny and a half at 437 and three quarters, May wheat up a quarter cent at 555, and May beans up 16 and three quarter cents at 1209 and a quarter. The meal was strong up to 60. The oil was very strong, up 138 ticks, with crude oil up $1.34 a barrel. It looks like, you know, most people are guessing that bean acres are going to be down a million acres from what the government gave us on the Ag Forum. And I think that gave us a little support. The dollar was lower. That may have added to a little bit of support on the breaks out here. But I think bottom line is that, you know, the amount of beans we're using on the crush should be really knocking the carry out down over a period of time. And hopefully we'll see that to be the case. And, you know, the stacks number is going to be big, but corn and beans, but it's not really unexpected. The export inspections were good on the corn, 1.23. Wheat was light at 315. Beans were, you know, not great, but not too bad considering where they've been at 769. Bean oil rallied mainly on the Malaysian oil being strong. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue to see that. Maybe the placements and the cattle had something to do with the rally and the beans and the meal out here. But I think partially, you know, the USDA Taxe in Brazil lowered his estimate from 185.5 to 152.6. So almost a 6 million metric ton reduction. And I think he's still too high at 152.6. So, you know, I think that's coming down. I think our carry outs are going to be coming down, demand moving higher. So I think that's all positive for the bean market. We got back all of Friday's loss, except for about 3 cents. So it was a pretty good rally day back here again today. We filled the gap on the day chart and closed well over it. So that's positive. Charts look to me like they want to move higher than the beans now. We've got the 10-day crossing the 50-day. Solid close here. We could close another couple of cents higher on tomorrow. I think that'd be a good sign. But, you know, we've got the report on Thursday. So it's really kind of a guessing game. You know, do the funds want to cover more? Right now, I've got the funds about even in the oil. They're still short about 40,000 meal. They're still short after today about 125,000 contracts of beans, 242 on the corn, about 76 on the wheat. So there's still plenty to cover. Now, are they waiting for the report and then going to buy the corn after that? I don't know, but I think they're kind of running out of time here. We've only got 2.5 days now to buy more corn. And, you know, certainly they might do that, but we've got to see something bullish on these reports in order to really trigger the funds into buying more out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.